The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for July 24th of 2026. I like to focus on something I touched on during this week's episode of Michigan's premier progressive podcast, which you could check out yourself, as I'm joined this week in studio by Show Voice and Abdul Al-Sayed for Senate campaign volunteer Jessica Shepherd. Now, I shared a frustrating story with you in that episode on how Karen McDonald, sister of Michigan Democratic centrist Congresswoman Kristen McDonald Rivett, declined to give her public support to the Democratic Party's Attorney General nominee, Ellie Savitt. So just to give you a brief background, Karen McDonald was supposedly a shoo-in to win the party's nomination to become the state's next attorney general. McDonald is the Oakland County prosecutor, and she received massive backing from the state Democratic Party establishment elites, as well as some nice financial donations from high-priced lawyers working for DTE and Consumers Energy. Her opponent, Washtenaw County prosecutor Ellie Savitt, became well-known for refusing to go along with the witch hunt against several pro-Palestinian protesters at the University of Michigan's campus a few years ago. Savitz also said that one of his major priorities as the next AG will be to hold corporations responsible if they take advantage of working-class Michiganders. Now, at the state party nominating convention last April, a record number of delegates attending that convention sent a loud and clear message by voting to nominate the more progressive Ellie Savitt as the party's AG nominee, stunning Karen McDonald and several of her party establishment supporters. Delegates signaled how they were done with the old way or the third way in how the state Democratic Party operated. And the Trump regime not only destroyed Democrats in 2024, but those Democrats who did win showed very little resistance in the face of fascism. The people were upset. So the delegates nominated the more progressive Ellie Savitt to be the attorney general nominee. But instead of being gracious in defeat, the centrist Karen McDonald refused to believe the vote tally at first and is now saying that she won't endorse or support Ellie Savitt's campaign, at least not yet. McDonald told Fox 2 News in Detroit that one reason is because of the supposed hatred that she saw at the convention. McDonald said, "I have never seen more extremism. I have never seen what I saw at the convention, which a lot of Democrats don't want to talk about. It was hate. It was bullying. It made people afraid, especially people in the Jewish community." Interesting, though, that she chose to mention in that last part the Jewish community, considering how the person she lost to, Ellie Savitt, is a Jewish American. You can't make it up. Karen McDonald believed that she was deserving of the position because of the inroads that she made with party insiders and Lansing lobbyists. Besides, she is the sister of a sitting congresswoman. That position was supposed to be hers. But the delegates, the Democratic delegates, said they felt more comfortable with the more working-class candidate and the First Amendment candidate, Ellie Savitt. And then also this week, Democratic centrist Congresswoman from West Michigan, Hillary Scolton, decided to go on cable news and double down on her claims that Haley Stevens' progressive opponent in the Senate primary, Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed, is a misogynist. Apparently saying that Haley Stevens has trouble putting two sentences together is now called being a misogynist. I love to see people like Hillary Scolton's social media timelines whenever they were attacking Republican women like Sarah Palin or Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert or former Michigan gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon back in 2022. I've got to believe that there was some kinds of criticisms by people like Hillary Scolton. So now am I supposed to believe that those attacks are now sexist attacks? I mean, we made fun of George W. Bush back in the day because the man couldn't string together two sentences or at least two thoughts together. Since when is saying the same thing about a woman all of a sudden considered sexist? It's ridiculous. And it's accusations like that from Hillary Scolton that really gets under the skin of many voters, including our Show Voice, Abdul Al-Sayed supporter and good friend Jessica Shepherd, as she said on the show this week.
The thing about the Abdul claims that are false and insulting to me as a woman is also that these are things they're talking about in like a political landscape where you're talking about people's jobs that they're doing in politics. This is not a personal one-on-one interaction. I just don't understand. And if this is all you have to say about somebody, it always makes me think of Obama because they just never had anything on him. And so they would grasp at these weird straws, you know? And that's what this feels like to me, is just trying so hard to make someone with a really clean record look bad somehow. And it's sad.
Where is Jessica wrong there? She's not. We have no discussion of policies, just made up crap to try to divide the working class just enough to keep these corporate AIPAC and third way stooges in power. And they don't mind losing elections because, you see, losing elections doesn't mean that they lose their prime and posh positions within the Democratic Party elites. That's why corporate centrist and DTE and AIPAC stooges are mad and angry at progressives winning primary elections because it drives them out of power. And so for all of their speeches and for all of their sanctimony, when push comes to shove, they never meant vote blue no matter who. Well, they do, as long as they are on the winning side. Leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on the socials and also subscribe to the show on YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Go Tigers and take the battle to them.